This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic two-day visit to New Zealand and departed for India. The visit, the first by an Indian Prime Minister to New Zealand in over four decades, gave a major boost to bilateral ties. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. They witnessed the exchange of five memoranda of understanding in areas including defence, tourism, sports, disaster management and dairy and animal husbandry. A major highlight of the visit was the community event at Auckland's Spark Arena, attended by over 10,000 members of the Indian diaspora. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Luxon described India as a trusted friend, praised the contribution of the Indian community to New Zealand's progress, and appreciated Prime Minister Modi's leadership. Prime Minister Modi thanked Prime Minister Luxon for his warm hospitality and said the visit had opened a new chapter in India-New Zealand relations. Referring to the 40-year gap since the last visit by an Indian Prime Minister, he said the next visit would not take so long.
40 साल के बाद कोई भारतीय पीएम न्यूजीलैंड की धरती पर आया है ये मेरा सौभाग्य है मैं न्यूजीलैंड के सभी निवासियों के लिए आप सभी लोगों के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की शुभकामनाएं लेकर आया हूं साथियों प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में भले ही मेरा पहला न्यूजीलैंड दौरा है लेकिन 25-30 साल पहले जब मैं किसी सरकार में भी हिस्सा नहीं था सार्वजनिक जीवन में मुझे कोई जानता नहीं था तब भी मुझे यहाँ न्यूजीलैंड आने का अवसर मिला था
The Pradhan Mantri formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises Scheme has crossed the milestone of sanctioning loans to more than 2 lakh micro food processing enterprises across the country. The scheme has leveraged project investments of over 20,300 crore rupees and generated nearly 11 lakh direct and indirect employment opportunities. Addressing a special event in New Delhi today, Union Minister for Food Processing Industries, Chirag Paswan said that the achievement is not merely a milestone to celebrate, but a strong foundation for the next phase of India's food processing growth story. Mr. Paswan also underlined the participation of women entrepreneurs at nearly 44% of all beneficiaries reflects the true spirit of women-led development, a cornerstone of Viksit Bharat. A speedboat carrying Indian tourists capsized near Vietnam's Phu Quoc Island today. According to local media reports, 15 people are feared dead, while 21 people rescued. The boat carrying 32 Indian tourists and four crew members overturned about 400 meters off Hon Mai Rut Ngoi Island, triggering a rescue operation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolence at the tragic boat accident involving Indian nationals near Phu Quoc Island, Vietnam. In his message, the Vice President prayed for the swift and complete recovery of those injured. He wished strength and courage to all those affected by this tragic incident. Prime Minister Modi extended condolences to the families who lost their loved ones and hoped for the early recovery of the injured survivors. He said, Indian Embassy and Consulate in Vietnam are providing all possible assistance and are in close contact with the Vietnamese authorities. The Indian women's compound team of Jyoti Surekha Venam, Prithika Pradeep and Chikitha Taniparthi clinched the silver medal at the Archery World Cup Stage 4 in Madrid, Spain today. The Indian trio went down 228-232 to Colombia in the final. In the FIFA World Cup, Norway will take on England while defending champions Argentina will clash with Switzerland in the quarterfinals to determine the remaining semi-finalists. And that is the end of this news bulletin.